Sometimes around our house, you may hear a quiet little singing, and you may come a little bit closer and try to find out, well, what is that? And as you get closer and closer to that sweet little voice of singing, many times you will find Christian. Christian likes to sing around the house and in different places, and sometimes you'll hear some singing and you'll come up to his room and he might be playing with his Legos or he's got some song that he's singing. He sings oftentimes as he goes, as he's playing, as he's doing different things. And you know, oftentimes when we're in a good mood, we may sing. You may sing. You may find yourself singing if something great happens in your life. You may find yourself humming or singing. And deliverance often brings songs of joy. I looked up Webster's dictionary for deliver, and deliver means to set free. Well, there is a joy in being set free from something, something that had you in bondage, something that had you trapped, something negative that you did not like. And oftentimes, if you get set free from that thing, from something, you have a joy. You have a joy in your heart. And sometimes you just want to burst out in song and you just want to sing for joy. Well, that comes from the Lord. That comes from God. God wants us singing. He loves us singing. Oftentimes, through the Old Testament passages of scriptures, he had singers assigned that certain people would be singers and they would sing in the worship of the Lord. We thank the Lord that he is called Chris here and Lisa here to lead us in songs and singing to him and worshiping through music, through the beautiful piano that you just heard played. And these songs bring us into God's presence as our hearts are there and we sing along with them. Well, let's look at some songs of joy for deliverance. That's what the prophet Isaiah is talking about in Isaiah chapter 12. Turn there with me. Isaiah chapter 12. This is, if you're new at this, there's a Bible next to you in one of the chairs. Just grab that and open it up to the middle. And you'll see, if you see Psalms, you just turn to the right a little more. You'll see Isaiah. Just keep turning. If you see Jeremiah, you've gone a little too far. But let's look at Isaiah chapter 12. And see here that this prophet, God's prophet, here in this chapter, he's talking about songs of joy for deliverance, being set free, and songs of joy that accompany that. Let me pray before we read it. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord, and thank you for song. Thank you for singing. Lord, some of us don't like it. Some of us don't believe you've given us any talent there. And so, Lord, we may be tempted not to sing. But, Lord, we thank you that your truth is that you want all of us to sing. That the voice does not matter. It's the heart. And so, Lord, help us to sing. Help us to lift our voices to you in worshipful song. And, Lord, to keep singing your praises. Lord, speak to us through your word. Lord, get me out of the way. Let us hear your voice and your message, Lord Jesus. We pray it in your name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 12. God tells us this in His Word. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. What have you been delivered from? Deliver? To be set free? What have you been set free from? Anything? You don't have to answer out loud, but you think about it. Is there anything that you've been set free from? Is there anything that God has set you free from? What have you been delivered from? That will cause song. That will cause singing. When you know that He has set you free. Look at the first couple of verses. How can we sing? And how can we praise Him? How can we do what He is saying here? How can we do it? And how can we keep singing? How can we keep praising Him? No matter what comes our way. In the good times and in the bad times, how can we continually praise Him and sing to Him? Well, first of all, notice this. You can say to the Lord, you are my song. He is your song. That's the first way that you can keep singing through anything, is to know that He is your song, and you can tell Him that, Lord, you are my song. You're the song that I'm singing. You are it. You are my song. You see that in the first couple of verses. I will praise you, O Lord, although you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you've comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. You are my song, God. You are my song, Lord Jesus. You see, since He's your song, there's always something to sing about. Since He's the song, there is always something to sing about. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how bad life gets. If He's the song, you can always sing because He never changes. Life might change quite a bit. Your circumstances might change quite a bit. And you might not like it quite a bit. But He never changes. And He's your song. Jesus Christ, God tells us in His Word, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when I speak of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking of God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He's fully God. He was fully man. But He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The song never changes, no matter what you're going through. And so you can say to Him, you are my song. And that's why God tells us, as it says on our marquee outside, rejoice in the Lord always. And you may say, well, my circumstances don't call for rejoicing right now. But you see, your object of rejoicing, your song never changes. Rejoice not in your circumstances and what you're going through and how life is going right now, but no, it says, rejoice in the Lord. The song, who never changes, sing it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And then he says, and I will say it again, rejoice. It's a command from God. You can always rejoice in Him because He never changes. You can also sing and you can also proclaim, you are my song. And you can know that He loves you, that He is your Abba Father. We're told different times in the Scripture that once you're a believer, once you know the Lord and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that you can call Him Abba Father. And that word Abba, when it's translated, it's like the intimate address for a father. It's what a small child would call a father. And that's what God says, you can call me that once you know me, once you have this relationship. What a small child would call a father. Well, what is that? Well, in English, it's usually daddy or papa. It's what a small child would call a loving father. And God says, you can call me that. And you see, we notice in verse 1, although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. You see that loving care of a father. You see, it's a good thing when I've sinned and I've messed up and the Lord chastises me and He gives me some discipline. And why does He do that? To get me back on the path. Because He loves me. I love my children. And they may not always understand it, and they may not have understood it many times in the past, but when they find themselves being disciplined and in time out, it's because I love them. It's because I want them on the right path. And you see, God does this with us. Your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. He's your Abba Father. He loves you, and He loves you too much to leave you how you are. You know that, don't you? He's always changing us. He's making us more and more like Jesus. And He will do what is necessary to make us more and more like Jesus because He loves us. Notice in verse 2, He is your salvation. Verse 2, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength. He is your salvation. He is your song. He's your salvation. You see, Jesus, there's no other name under heaven by which anyone can be saved except the name of Jesus. He is your salvation. On Friday, I was coming back to my house and I saw, as we do on occasion, I saw some of our local Jehovah's Witnesses pulling up one of the vehicles and stopping somewhere in our neighborhood, and a lot of them got out, probably five or six of them, and I saw them heading down the street and I knew they were going to go around and they were going to come around the circle, and I knew they were going to be coming to my house. And so I called Allison, be praying. I got Jehovah's Witnesses coming real soon. I called Joan, be praying. I got Jehovah's Witnesses coming real soon. And then I refreshed a little bit, read a little bit of their doctrine, just a little bit, and I was praying. And Essie and An came to my door, and Essie, she was. She was the one that you could tell was more versed, and a lot of times there may be a couple together, and one might be training, and another might be learning. But Essie, she was an African American lady, and she knew the things that she was sharing. And then An, she was an Asian lady, and she was with her, and I just kept trying to point to Jesus. And I listened. I listened first. And I just kept trying to point to Jesus because He is our salvation. And you see, they would tell me, no, He's not God, you know. And they would downplay Jesus, you know. He's just Jehovah is God. Jehovah is the name of God. And she would kept on downplaying Jesus. So, you know, Jesus, you know, Jehovah is Jehovah. And you see, Jesus is our all in all. He is God in the flesh. And 1 John chapter 4 gives us a test. How can you know if a spirit is from the Lord or not? Well, basically, it says, look at what they believe about Jesus. What do they believe about Jesus? Do they believe that He has come in the flesh? They believe that He is who He claims to be. He is our salvation. This is why Simeon, you remember when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple, and Simeon, this man of God, had been praying, and the Holy Spirit had told him that before he died, he would see the Lord's salvation. And you remember what Simeon said when he saw this this Jesus? You remember he said, "My eyes have seen my salvation." He looked at Jesus and he said, "My eyes have seen my salvation." Jesus is it. He is your salvation. He is your song. And what does he say? He says, "I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid." Jesus, you're my song. You're my Abba Father. I will trust and not be afraid. It's just like Peter on the water. What a great, beautiful picture of trust. You know, Jesus was out walking on the water. They weren't sure who that was out there. It looked terrifying. Jesus is walking on the water in this storm. And Peter says, "Well, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter had a choice to make. And Peter mustered up that courage and he stepped out on faith and he stepped out of that boat. And as he was trusting in Jesus, that water held him up. The Lord held him up on that water. That's what it is to trust and not be afraid. What is God calling you to do? What is He telling you to do in that relationship, in that circumstance? Trust and don't be afraid. Do what Peter did. I will trust and not be afraid. I remember, I'm gonna move on for the sake of time. Jesus, what about you and your relationship with Jesus? Is He your song? Is He your all in all? Well, that's the first step to keep singing. Know that He's your song. And tell Him, "You are my song." And then say, next, say, "I will give thanks, call on you, and share what you've done." You see that next here. So tell Him, "You are my song, Lord. And I will give thanks, call on you, and share what you've done." Those three things. I'll give thanks, call on you, and share what you've done. You see that in verses 3 and 4. "With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day, you will say, 'Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. And proclaim that His name is exalted.'" So that's what we do next to keep singing. Tell Him, "You're my song, and I will give thanks, call on you, and share what you've done." Notice in verse 3, God tells us, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." You know how deep those wells of salvation are? Do you know how endless the waters are that come out of the wells of salvation? Do you remember when Jesus was standing with a woman at a well of water, and she was thirsty, and she was coming there for physical water? But He shared with her that anybody who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. He was talking about spiritual drink. He was talking about coming to Him. And He said, whoever drinks the water I give, it will well up in him. There'll be springs of water welling up in him to eternal life. Doesn't it sound like what God is saying here? With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. You know, when you're saved, when you put your faith in Jesus, there's a well in you of living water that gives you what you need, that wells up, that will never stop. Drink that water. It's in Jesus. Jesus offers it. Jesus gives it. And when you have it, give thanks. Verse 4, give thanks. God tells us also in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances. Doesn't matter what you're going through. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks. Know that Jesus is your song. Give thanks. You've got that well of His living water within you. Give thanks and call on His name. Call on Him. The name of somebody. That's the sum of who they are. He's Almighty God in the flesh. Call on Him. And then make known what He has done. What has He done in your life? What has He done lately? Maybe you were praying about something and He answered those prayers and you were filled with joy and you were thrilled about it and you were thanking the Lord. We were praising the Lord for Lois. I was just sharing with her when I heard that news. I was overjoyed that Lois, it was not cancer. We were praising the Lord and give thanks. Call on His name. Make known what He has done. When you've been praying about something and when you see God work in some way, make it known. Don't keep it to yourself. That's what being a witness is. Sometimes we think being a witness, too much of the time, we feel like being a witness is just learning a gospel presentation and sharing it ABC whenever I get a chance. And that's just being a witness. A witness is somebody who tells what they've seen and heard. What have you seen and heard of the Lord? What's the last thing He did in your life? Maybe it was this morning when you read a scripture and He pierced your heart with something you needed and He just blessed you. And when you tell somebody, hey, the Lord just spoke this thing to me this morning. You're telling what you've seen and heard, what He did. That's being a witness. Give thanks. Call on His name, whatever your need, whatever you're going through. Call on His name. He's the source of power. And then make known what He's done, whatever He does. And it mentioned the nations here. We need to make known what He is doing to the nations. You know, that's everybody. That's all people. Everybody. That doesn't leave anybody out. Just broadcast. Let it be known what He is doing in your life, what He has done, what you've seen and heard of Him. Let it be known. And so you think about that. Andy was just sharing with us some of the things that he had seen the Lord do in him and Sandy's life over these last few years. And God was speaking to their hearts in this time that they were kind of away. And God brought them back. God was speaking to them. And Andy's sharing it with people. He's telling what God has done. Do you do that? Are you doing that? Tell everybody. You see, it helps other people to know Him. It helps other people to come to Him. I had an incredible experience just the other night. I guess it was Friday night. And I just went out to get some pizza. We had a couple of friends spending the night with the kids and just went to Cheesy's Pizza and got to talk with this young lady who was just giving me the pizza and got to share a little cross with her, got to talking about the Lord and her relationship and amazingly, nobody came by, phone didn't ring, nothing happens, just me and her for a while. and she wanted to call on the Lord. She said she had admitted, you know, she admitted she knew she was a sinner. She believed in Jesus and that He did all these things for her. But when we got to this sea, have you personally called on him and asked him to save you, just you and Jesus? And she said, no, I don't think so. And she wanted to do that. So she prayed. Well, what did I do? I came home and shared with everybody. Y'all, listen to what just happened. Listen to what God just did. Do you do that? When you see him work, do you do that? And finally, tell him this. I will sing to you. I will sing to you. You are my song. I will give thanks and call on you and share what you have done. And I will sing to you. I will sing to you. I'll keep singing. We see that in verses 5 and 6. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Sing for joy. Keep singing. Psalm 40, verse 3 says this. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. He's the one who puts the songs in your heart and puts new songs in your heart. He'll put a song in your mouth by what he's done. What has he done? Well, sing about it. Sing about it when he works in your life. God tells us in his word that we should be singing hymns and songs and spiritual songs to one another. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Keep singing. He is your song and he never changes. And you see, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Let me remind you of Paul and Silas in prison under heavy guard, shackled, and in Acts chapter 16, you can look at it later in verses 22 through 31. It says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was such a violent earthquake, and, well, they just kept singing. And then they just saw the Lord work. As they sung and they praised God, God worked. God did amazing things. God set them free. He delivered them. What do you need to be delivered from? Will you sing to him? Will you keep singing? And what will you do now? Now that you've heard God's word, now that he has spoken these things to you, what will you do? What will you do as a result? I hope you'll cry out to him, you're my song. I'll give thanks and call on you and share what you've done. I will sing to you. I'll keep singing. There's a beautiful song that just goes right along with this. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to just want to share a small portion of it with you.
Listen to these words. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me. Let me be singing with the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come.
till my soul sing your praises unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Keep singing. Keep singing. Good.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your call, Lord, to praise you always, to rejoice in you always, to sing to you always. And Lord, we thank you that you're our song. You never change. Lord, we will give thanks to you continuously. We will call on you. We will share what you've done, Lord. Help us to sing. Lord, if there's someone here that you're not their song yet, or maybe they know that you're not in their life, but they want you to be. Maybe they're like a young lady and they haven't called on you. Lord, help that person. Help them to come to you right now and just say, Lord, I need you. I'm saying. I know the penalty is death and hell. But I believe you paid it. I see you on the cross, Jesus, and I see you paying for my sins and shedding your blood and taking my punishment. And then I believe you're raised from the dead, and I thank you that you've taken my punishment. And now I want to call on you. I want you to be the song of my life. Jesus, come into my life. Save me. I give my life to you. I want to follow you. Yours. Father, we know there may be others there contemplating whether to join this church, whether that this is the body of believers that you want them to connect to, be a part of, be family with, or if there's someone in that category, if it is your will that they join this church and come to this place, Lord, speak that to their heart. Help each of us to do this. Help each of us. Let you be our song. Give thanks to call and share with you. Keep singing. We love you, Lord. Pray all these things in your name.
If there's a decision
that you have made and something the Lord has spoken to your heart, put action to it. Put feet to it. Do what Peter did. Step out on faith. And when Chris leads us in this song, you step out. You step out of your seat and you come and you share that with us. Remember what we just talked about? Share whatever the Lord is doing in your life. That's a witness.